It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
God, I hate that song. All right, 5 o'clock. It is great to have you with us on a jam-packed Monday. Let me give you your menu. You can use Odyssey.com Rewind. The app is perfect if you don't want to hear about the Tigers or Torpedo Bats. Started the show, college basketball. Neither Michigan or Michigan State were nearly good enough to get to the Final Four. Auburn dusted both of us, which is why that stupid Michigan-Michigan State topic upset me so much last week. The point is, the cost of doing business is going up.
Yeah.
And is either team going to be prepared or willing to do what it takes? Louisville, $8 to $10 million on their roster, the latest report. Izzo is never going there, and therefore, there's no point. MSU just won't be able to win it. Michigan, I can't speak to what Dusty May will or won't do. Will he have the funding to do it? Hey, if I'm a Michigan basketball fan, one of the seven, I'm handing that cat $10 million and going, let's go win the Natty next year. Yeah. That's how this sport works now. So that was one. We also talked about your Detroit Pistons. Incredible win Friday night. They were on their way to winning last night again without Cade, and then the fight happens. It was the idea of, while social media and a lot of the fans are leaning into the bad boys thing, I don't think that's wise if you want to win an NBA championship. And we gave reasons and talked about it. And again, I just don't understand why the city wants to lean into something where it's kind of like you're lesser than. The Wings never did it. The Lions don't do it. The Tigers don't do it. It's okay to say, no, lean into Cade is awesome. We're going to get him a star, and we don't need to be about that.
But it's part of your identity, and that's why
that's fans like are saying someone's identity is being an alcoholic and they try to clean their life up and you go back to that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Being an alcoholic and being gritty are two different things.
Hold on. Okay. Fair. Torpedo Bats. I'm just making a point. You don't have to be what you were 10 minutes ago.
You don't. But what I am saying is, yes, it's the city's identity anytime. Mike, they embrace it.
Well, you don't need to because Detroit's a way better place. We're not this hopeless Eastern Block city of gray.
Okay, like, no, but when you got a football team that went 15-2 and your coach has a hat that says grit across
it. But the problem is they're not about the grit. They're sizzle. The Lions are exciting. We have some of the best players in the league.
Sizzle doesn't fit on the front of the hat. Grit does.
Odyssey.com. Rewind. I want to get to two topics right now because I'll tell you what's happening. Torpedo Bats is one,
okay.
But it's also, tonight is Jackson Jobe's MLB debut. For all intents and purposes, his first career start. 9:30 tonight in Seattle. I'm excited about it. Why? I mean, it's like you're opening a present. I want to see Jackson Jobe tonight. Now, the two ways I want to do this is, look, does this have your attention on a Monday night? Okay, the Pistons aren't playing. The Wings aren't playing. The Tigers are. And I know opening day is later this week. I'm not stressed about 0-3. I'm not going to do what Cookies did this morning. This guy's out here acting like Colt Keith is at 130 at-bats, and I'm going, it's 10, cool out.
Bruh, don't let Job have a bad night.
Oh, God, Jim won't be able to handle it.
Are you going to have to talk him off the ledge?
So, look, I got nothing to say about the weekend. You played a team who spent $4 billion on their roster. I'll live with the three losses. I'm excited about Job, but are you? Are you dedicated? And again, guys, if you're getting up at 4 in the morning, I have no expectation you're staying up late watching Jackson Job in Seattle. It's 9:30, not 10:30.
Right, but better. But by the time 10:30 rolls around, he may be done for the day.
Well, that was my thing. My expectations, my hope, I guess. Can he give me 5 innings? 5 and fly. Don't get torched. Have a couple of moments where his stuff is off the charts. Just get your feet wet.
Because I'm thinking 5 innings were, you know, a limited amount.
Pitches, 5 innings.
I'd say 75 pitches or 5 innings.
Okay. Look, I'm excited for it. Want to know if the people are. You can feel it. Also,
give them a second.
Biggest story. I'm kidding. Biggest story. Biggest story in sports, torpedo bats. So here's the question. The evil empire has created the torpedo bat. It's not illegal by MLB definition, but the Yankees have 15 home runs in 3 games. Everyone's going nuts about this. The Braves have placed an order for torpedo bats. The question runs 2 ways. Is it cheating? And should the Tigers be ordering these bats? Like, you're already offensively challenged. What would be wrong with a few torpedoes? Look, if MLB's not going to outlaw them, every team in baseball should be using them. Because clearly, the way the bat is designed, you are getting more of the weight of the bat in a high-usage area, and it's working. I mean, look, not every Yankee's using them, but the ones who are have clobbered home runs. What do the Tigers need? More things at the plate.
I mean, maybe if you give Torque one, he'll really tear the cover off the ball.
So I would really love to know, why haven't the Tigers ordered their torps? Arm the torpedoes. It works. And the Braves are in.
They need to be.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend. So look, torpedo bats, is it cheating? Should the Tigers get involved? And then yes, Job tonight, I'm excited about it. I'm just pretending the team is 0-0. I'm not worried about it, right? I mean, okay, I'm done with the Dodgers now. I got 159 to go. The White Sox, the Twins, Guardians, Royals, they'll all get waxed by the Dodgers. Just go play. Yeah.
See, for me, Job is, I just want to see. I'm coming in with 0 expectations.
You just want to see.
Right. I just want to see, can you make it to 4 innings?
4.
If you get to 5, great. But you know they're going to have a quick hook.
Torpedo.
Let's hope that the Mariners don't have any.
248-539-9797. And I will tell you, the excitement for Job's debut is palpable. Look, I understand you don't think the season starts until you're blackout on the Nemo bus. But it started, guys. It's live fire. It's
wait,
here.
Wait, here they are. Oops. Right.
So let's wrap. And again, I'm fine. If you want to call the Yankees cheating scumbags, that's fine. But until or unless MLB outlaws these things.
It's not. Because it's one piece of wood. You're just moving the dimensions of the bat. So it's not like you're creating this wonder bat. It's just a baseball bat.
But it is a wonder bat.
It's not. And I think, and some of it may just be psychological that I'm going to hit better with this bat. The bat's really not that big of a difference, but psychologically, it is.
Yeah, the other thing is Brewers don't have pitching. Just to be fair. And it's 3 games. Maybe the bats aren't special after 7 games.
I mean, Judge didn't need it.
But Aaron Judge is built like a transformer. It's different.
Regular season Judge?
Yeah, primarily.
Well, he made me some money.
248-539-9797. I'd ask David for his opinion, but we would just have to play David Banner whisper song because he can't talk. Kenny, there you go. Kenny, Are the Torpedo Bats cheating, and does Jackson Job have your attention tonight?
No and yes. I do not think the Bats are cheating at all. I think they're within the rules.
The Tigers have an order in?
Yes. I would be surprised if they didn't already. I think every team, after seeing what the Yankees did, probably has the order in just to see what they look like in batting practice, just to get a feel of what that might look like. And, yeah, obviously, it's like to see Joe. I feel like it brings me back to remember when Mize Day was a thing, whenever he'd get a start, when we first didn't know anything about him. And he was the next guy.
See, I was depressed to watch him.
Why were you depressed to watch him?
Because he had no swing and miss capability. Couldn't strike anybody out. I remember watching his games, and I'm like, oh, God, this is...
But he was supposed to be the next guy, is my point. Job is supposed to be the next guy.
So, I think I'm more excited to watch Mize now. Like, have you fixed things? You know what I mean? Like, I'm more excited to watch him tomorrow.
Now you're making me sad to watch.
All right. 248-539-9797. Job Mania. Whatever. You know what? I give up.
They're taking a nap now. They're getting ready.
It's fine. Torp Bats. Just come on. Scott Harris, if you're at the headquarters.
Torque Bats? Oh.
Torpedo Bats.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Bottom line, these bats are interesting. They seemingly work. It increases bat speed, which should increase exit velo, barrel rate, better quality. A Nobel Prize Awards winning guy that the Yankees hired designed them. That's good enough for me. I'd order them. And then when or if the league bans them, okay. 248-539-9797. Job tonight, 9:30. Are you in on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get to the people. Job, very excited to see the debut tonight, his first start, and also Torpedo Bats. I don't know. I don't know if this is a revolution, but I'll be damned if I don't see the Tigers using these things. It feels like you're not giving yourself the best chance.
From the same man who hates the brotherly shove.
I do. It's not in the spirit of the rules. Torpedo Bats are. It's a baseball bat. It's a football play. No, it's a rugby scrum. To the people, we will go to Kevin in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Nico, what's up, man?
Hey, Kevin.
I'm super stoked for Job. I'm really excited. I don't have, like, these crazy expectations. I mean, he's been struggling to get off of two strikes and close guys out, and he's been having a lot of hard contact, but I think there's a really high ceiling. I'm super excited, and I was kind of feeling left pretty optimistic after the Dodger series, even though we lost all three games. I feel like we put up a good fight, and there was a ton of traffic on the bases. We couldn't get them home, but I'm still feeling like there might be something here.
Listen, Kevin, and I don't want to overstate it, but he can play a huge role because as much as we think the rotation is settled, it's not. Meaning, outside of Skubal, we know Flaherty is going to be a constant injury risk, right? There is a risk there. Will his back hold up? You don't know about Mize. You don't know about Maeda. You don't know Alex Cobb. And again, a guy who is old as dirt. If Job could stabilize them and give them 80, 90, 100 high performing innings, that's a massive boost to this team because they already have enough going wrong. Now, Kev, I'm hopeful tonight he could go five innings. Pitch respectably, have a couple of wow moments, and you go, okay, really nice debut. Because, look, I'm not panicked about an 0-3 start, but I sure as hell don't want to make it 0-4.
Right. And yeah, I look at you played the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are going to make a lot of teams look
nothing
bad.
You can do. They spend $8 billion. What am I going to do? I'm not going to do what Cookies did.
Right.
My God. Cookies was talking this morning like they got swept by the White Sox.
Right. It's like, oh, okay, who's going to beat you today? Is it Teoscar or it's Mookie Betts? Like, who's going to be? It's spin the wheel.
It's not fair. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Matt.
Hey.
Hey,
I just wanted to make a comment on the torpedo bats.
Yes.
I just wanted to compare it to tennis rackets. Imagine somebody step into a modern Wimbledon with an old wooden racket. I mean, the sweet spot in a modern tennis racket is twice the size of an old racket. The heads are huge. In baseball, the only spec is on the length. You don't need it to be longer. You have this much bigger sweet spot. It's a no-brainer.
Look, they need to place an order, Matty. If the league's not going to ban them, and a Nobel Prize-winning scientist from MIT, who the Yankees hired, designed them, I'm sorry, that's good enough for me. Order to bats. Fire to torpedoes.
Right.
Come on.
And as David said, they've been using them in spring training. So it's not like this is brand new. The league knew of these bats. And I think the Yankees just said, why aren't we using them in, you know, real life?
Because it's a risk. It is a risk. I mean, you do put yourself out there for criticism. You do put yourself out there that if it doesn't work, you look like a fool ass. But look, I want to say it again. Just like I'm not panicked about the Tigers and their losses to the Dodgers. It's three games. I'm having a little fun with it, but yeah, would I feel better if I started seeing the Tigers tinker? Yeah, by the end of this week, if this is a thing, like if at the end of this week the Yankees have 23 home runs.
And all of a sudden now the Braves got 15.
Right, like if the Braves have placed an order at the torpedo shop. So I would like to see some of the Tigers strut up to the plate with one of these things and give it a rip. And if it doesn't work, you go back. But yeah, I mean, the Yankees hitting 7 million home runs in three games. Not everyone's using a torpedo.
And they did go up against bad pitching. So, a little bit of a batting practice.
Yeah, I'll give you that update because the Brewers then gave up 11 runs to the Royals today.
Their pitching is bad. He sounds like the Charlie in the box from the Rudolph Christmas special on CBS. I'm a Charlie in the box.
I'm just shocked that you know that.
That's my favorite.
Really?
UConn Cornelius?
Oh, yeah. I learned things about you I never knew.
That's a classic.
Wow.
All right.
That and you deep sea fish.
I mean, that's not a regular occurrence. David, question. You know what? I can't talk to David.
Yes, you can.
I can't. No, don't. I'm just going to go to Martin.
What David, do you want, Mike?
Okay, we'll go to Martin, 97.1. Martin, what's up, buddy?
The struggle is real.
Hey, guys. This question is for David. How come the Tigers cannot pay somebody from the University of Michigan to come up with a new innovation, and it's always the Yankees?
Well, this
Connor Stallions was busy.
You're done.
This guy is from Michigan, the guy that came up with the bats.
Right, he went to MIT. Yeah. He was a professor at MIT, and then he gave up everything after winning the Nobel Peace Prize as a part of a research team to coach baseball. Started at a JUCO. Now he's kind of the go-between between the quantitative analysis department and the players. Martin, listen, all I'm telling you is it's okay if somebody else did the work. You too now can go, okay, this is a thing. Let's get involved. I'd love to see it.
I'm with you. I can see them coming up with a torpedo for Torkelson.
See? The torpedo. There you go.
Oh, and I'm sure they'll be happy to sell you something at the park at an egregious price.
The mini torpedo bat.
Yeah, exactly. If the Tigers are...
With leftover bit.
Here's the one thing I want to see. By the end of this week, how many players, not teams, players have a right to choose their own bat, choose their own equipment, get their bats made the way they want. How many players by the end of this week are using these things? That's what I'll watch for. Or teams, like the Braves just went out and went, send us 7 million of these.
Yeah, we need a first order of 75 bats. Send them.
Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, quick point I want to make here is, why didn't we see these in spring training, first of all? All of a sudden it gets rolled out.
Apparently the Yankees used them in spring training. That is what's being reported.
Okay. The other question is think about it this way. You move the sweet spot down lower in the bat. The way that the pitchers pitch nowadays, you're jamming them in on the inside part of the plate and everything like that. So now you teach your pitchers to pitch on the outside part of the plate, because if these guys can't get around on it because the pitching is above what is the hitting is right now, then they're able to get look at it when a bat breaks. If they get jammed, they're always breaking their bat.
But here's the thing. Okay? This is the problem I have with this. So sure. what happened when pitchers started using spider tack? Or what happened now when analytics took place and we did pitching chaos? Okay. Or when pitchers, started firing 98 miles an hour? Well, then the batters had to adjust.
Or Barry Bonds started using GHB.
Exactly. His head swelled up to, a 12-inch circumference. No, Kevin, baseball has always been a push and pull. And I feel like, okay.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
But I think this is something that's going to stick around for a while, because I think they would have come out immediately and said, that's it, we're done. I don't know how this slipped past us, but no more.
Rico, you're totally right, and I understand that. But if it's within the realm of the rules of the game, then so be it.
Right, and I think that's what's going to happen is, if anything, Kevin, it's going to be allowed for this year, and they'll say, okay, we'll look in the offseason if we're going to ban this like we did the shift.
Okay, can I just ask real quick?
Take us to six.
That's fine. But not all the players on the Yankees were using it.
Correct.
Okay, and there's actually they showed that there were some other players that actually used them over the weekend. The other question is though too is, look at it this way, when the Yankees built their new stadium, Mike, I know you might not agree with this. It's a popcorn stadium.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, no, I don't. Kevin, I've never run from it. Our stadium's a joke.
No, but when you go back to it, any stadium that was built after a certain period of time had to have 325 down each line.
Yep.
Why did the Yankees, when they put the new stadium in, why were they grandfathered in that they didn't have to do that?
When you are arguably the most recognizable and valuable franchise in all of professional sports.
Right, oh, right. Boy.
No, I'm just asking the question. I'm not trying to get at Mike on this.
No, you're not. Kevin, believe me.
This is the arrogance about the
No,
out,
Kevin. Kevin,
you're the Yankees.
I was doing that for effect. Kevin's Kevin, you're right. I don't have the answer. Baseball.
No, because why did they let him do it?
Well, we're the Yankees. That's
there
why.
There it is.
There it is, Mike. No, that's all good. No, I was waiting for that answer, and I wanted to laugh about it.
That's all. I don't have a good answer. The Yankees are the Death Star. I know that. But now I do appreciate the Dodgers have decided to be the bastard of the league.
No,
the Yankees aren't on the hook anymore.
No, they're lovable. People like it. They have personality.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
They're insufferable. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not like they had an interpreter place bets.
Okay, that's totally unrelated.
Just saying. Still true. Still true.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We covered college hoops, and the cost of doing business is going up, up, and away. One school's about to upend the apple cart with what they're going to spend on the transfer portal. Will Michigan and Michigan State follow suit, etc.? We covered the Pistons. Great weekend. Friday was awesome. Sunday, less awesome. But you guys thought it was awesome. And a question about how you want this team to be patterned as they begin this true process of trying to chase a championship. And then, yes, Torpedo Bats, Jackson Job tonight. We covered it all. I don't have a choice but to have David read ticket text because Kenny isn't here.
Yeah.
But when I tell you David sounds like a character from Scooby-Doo, the vocal cords, yikes.
And David, congratulations. Michigan got a point guard out the portal.
Oh, we'll see.
And he fits right in because he was second in the ACC in turnovers.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, seriously.
Not happy about that part.
And let's see if he can.
Zoink, Scoobs.
He's not going to get Caleb loved and just said, nah, your grades aren't good enough. Hashtag fake North Carolina classes.
It's amazing NC got away with that when you really think about it.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's part of the reason. I'm just largely done with college sports. It's all fugazi.
I had nothing to do with that.
No. It's not on you. All right.
I'm quite sure they were all totally shocked at that news.
Harbaugh? Listen, I have done a good job leaving it alone, even with the Weiss stuff. Look.
Totally shocked.
Just show me the NOA. Show me the punishments. It is amazing to me with the amount of scandals in that football program and athletic department. I haven't seen a Wolverine Secrets. I just haven't seen a comprehensive expose done. Like, where's Bob Lee in that bloated head of his in all his faux outrage? It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you never will.
No. No, too many high-ranking Wolverine executives at ESPN. Yeah, factual, by the way.
Parking spots and credentials.
Yeah, and Fox, by the way. Another Wolverine ESPN, running that operation. Fox, yeah. It's okay. So I'll just do nothing. David, Ticket Texas, Wojo. I mean, these guys, Wojo straight off the airplane.
Oh, I could tell. That's why I was like, you just came straight off the plane. He's like, how could you tell? You could just see the look.
Well, you could see the sweat on his forehead. That's a lot of walking through the terminal.
Wrinkled jacket.
Hey, what?
He's sweating gin. Sit down. Do some radio for a few minutes, will you, please?
Yeah, back from Atlanta.
He looks like he just came straight from the
retirement.
You
want to air any grievances? You always got a problem with what we do. What do you got?
No. No grievances. I will say this. We need to marshal the forces and march on Auburn. Right. What did Auburn do to us?
They spent money. That's what
they
did.
Oh, my God. And I'm telling you, and I know Izzo said it wasn't really. That crowd. I was telling the little Rieger kid, that's one of the loudest arenas I've ever heard for any event.
Yeah, and it's a home court advantage earned by the number one overall seed.
Yep.
My thing is this. It's when you spend $1.5 million, you get Jani Broom. When you spend 10% of that, you get Frank Zappalala or whatever his name is.
So how much?
You combine the two of them, Fiddler and Zappalala. Well,
just go with it.
My point
I know.
It was varsity versus JV.
It was.
And that's why the whole topic about Michigan State was so dumb last week.
Well, I was just going to say, if you guys actually just rooted for Michigan to beat Auburn, we could have had the rematch. Just think about that.
You still don't get
Such an easier matchup.
No, it's that it showed us we aren't nearly good enough, which is what I wanted versus... I've experienced Final Four Saturday night where MSU gets its head taken off, six times? I'm good.
It still does come down to volume of athletes and size of athletes.
Correct, and cost.
But, I mean, as far as winning a game, those Auburn, they're not great. basketball players, but their arms are a mile long, and they
Tahad Pettiford.
No, he is.
That's special offensive talent.
And John, do not call him Johnny. Oh, somebody called him Johnny.
Johnny Broom.
Janai. Janai.
Yeah, Janai.
Before he answers,
what about Jahani Peralta?
Oh yeah.
Johnny, but spelled Jahani.
But those other guys are NBA players for the most part. They just have a lot of them that are fast, tall. And kind of fearless and also reckless. They're also reckless.
Yeah, I think their shortest one going out there is like 6'4".
Yeah, but the problem is Michigan, you could actually blame Michigan for waking them up because they look like absolute crap against Michigan.
It was the worst half of their season.
They turned over the ball 16 times.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how Michigan did not take advantage of that.
Because they kept turning over the ball themselves. Because did you watch? Hey, Danny Wolf, ball off your foot. Thanks, buddy.
Why did you get...
Like, is that not the most frustrating athlete in the history of sports?
You guys are like the uncle that comes over and gets the baby all riled up and then leaves.
Okay, Wojo.
You're up by nine. I was literally...
Torpedo bats?
In all fairness...
What?
I've already had a show with Rieger. So
I'm sure you have.
I knew the buttons to push because he called me this morning so angry. So
he gives his nieces and nephews all sorts of sugars and candy. And,
oh, Uncle Mike?
And gets them bouncing against the wall.
And I do what's necessary. Keep the vibes high because the kid crashes, it's not my problem.
Exactly. And Rieger crashes at 6 p.m.
Yeah, no. No, he's going to be here for a while. So I just want to make sure
we got 3 hours and 10 minutes.
I just, you had your opportunity. I thought, Rieger, we were going to have that game.
Whatever you do, just was talking to Rico. Just don't ever compliment Cohen Carr and say MSU better be ready to pay up.
Oh,
because
you'll
send Spartan fans into a tizzy, apparently.
Whoa, what happened?
I don't know. I live in reality, and they live with their head up their ass.
So they don't want to pay Cohen Carr?
No, I didn't say. Will you listen?
They didn't know. They have
I said, if I'm MSU, you better be prepared. MSU's,
I agree with that.
Okay, MSU's highest paid player was Frankie Fiddler.
Not Frankie Zapala.
Not, you know, Zapawa actually translates to no hands in Portuguese.
Where's Xavier Booker going to be next year?
Hopefully, SIU Edwards.
Yeah,
the point I'm making is if I'm a team like Auburn or Florida, we were talking about Louisville is saying they're going to spend $10 million on the roster. If I'm Duke, if I'm UNC, if I'm Auburn, I'm paying $1 million to Cohen Carr.
Okay, so
I'm poaching him.
Talk to me like I'm stupid because I am. Why would Michigan State fans get upset by this?
Because it's not a dream state, and I'm supposed to be a Spartan slap. Like, I can't win. Wolverines think I'm a slappy. Spartan fans think I'm a bleephole because I just shoot straight.
You're both.
Absolutely. But the guy's
a budding
superstar.
My version of truth.
Yeah, but you know what? In this new NIL world, this might be perfect for the SEC in basketball and not so much in football.
Correct.
Because all you got to do is buy two.
And that was my
maybe
point.
Maybe three players.
Imagine Cohen Carr playing power forward for Alabama.
I know.
That's just it. It's like, for a guy like Izzo, you only have to go out and spend a lot of money on maybe two players. Now, you're going to have to take care of your own. And that's where the Cohen Carr thing comes in. That's where the players that you have, you got to make sure they're happy.
Because it's going to cost $1 million when you get a good player.
Yeah.
Louisville's spending $10 million, do the math.
Yeah.
10 players?
Now,
$10 million.
I want to see what happens when Dusty May actually gets the foundation there because I think he's going to have to flip this team again.
You need to go to Larry Ellison, get $10 million, and Dusty could be in the Final Four next year.
The foundation that Michigan has is simply Dusty May. Seems like he can put together a team of a transfer because that's all. They don't have a bunch coming
back. But that's
okay.
No. But I'm saying eventually, I think, I don't know. You know him, but you probably want to have a group of guys that you know you'll have from year to year, at least for 3 years.
No, portal only.
Yeah.
Okay. Portal. Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
You were great.
We'll
today,
also
Rico.
Hit the little torpedo bat thing with you're cheating damn
Yankees.
That's
Mike Sky right there.
It's Job Day.
He was at Mike's wedding, apparently.
Rieger. Not true.
Yeah. And Rieger, sorry we didn't have the game that you wanted.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.